Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about whether you should buy your equipment from the big three, which is Pentair, Hayward, and Jandy, or if the off-brand equipment is good enough for you. And I'll go over some pros and cons of both the big three equipment and also some off-brand equipment that you may be thinking of purchasing. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. When I say the big three, it kind of reminds me of an Agatha Christie book that I read called The Big Four. And if you don't know me that well, I'm a big reader. And one of the things I like reading are classic books. And of course, I probably read every single one of her books. And for some reason, I think of the big three as kind of like the big four in that book. They're taking over the world. They're this, you know, elite group of masterminds trying to take over the world or world domination. And I think the big three kind of have the same concept. They want world domination in the pool sector. And to some extent, Pentair has probably achieved some level of domination in California. In my area, 90% of the equipment in the backyard is tan, which means Pentair is doing a good job in California. But of course, back east, I know Hayward is really popular and they have a big segment. Now, Jandy or Floridra, or however you want to call them, I think Jandy, one of the problems that they've had over the years is that they were not one united company. Like Pentair, of course, absorbed Rainbow and Stay-Rite, other companies, and they kind of brought them under the Pentair banner, although Stay-Rite's still like a separate brand under there. Hayward's never had a branding problem because they've always been Hayward. But Jandy, of course, you had, you know, Polaris, and you had Zodiac, and then you had Jandy, and now you have Floridra, where all this is under this giant umbrella, which may improve the situation. I think the main thing is that Jandy got a later start in that sector than Hayward and Pentair as far as dominating and having sales reps go out there and promote their equipment. Not to say that Jandy is any worse than the other two. In fact, in some respects, Jandy may be superior to both the other two, but they're part of the big three of equipment. And you're familiar with the Pentair IntelliFlo pump, which was probably the first VS pump that hit the market, and is still one of the top, one of the best variable speed pumps out there. Jandy, of course, has the FlowPro VS, and then Hayward has their TriStar. So these are all really good brands. One thing that you may notice if you're in the pool service industry and you kind of look at details, and I'm kind of a detailed person, is that most of these VS pumps will have a Sentry motor. Although I know that the Jandy or the Pentair, I think it's Pentair, has moved towards the Nidec motors. And these are just companies that make motors, basically, and then these companies buy them in bulk and then slap them on their VS pumps. So if you're thinking, well, one has a superior motor than the other, or one is better made than the other, you may be surprised of the crossover components. In fact, I think the drives that were made by Pentair and Hayward back before Hayward had this disastrous run of bad drives. And if you're in the industry, you know that the Hayward pumps had a period of time where the drives would just fail like crazy. But prior to that, I believe Hayward and Pentair were buying their equipment, their drives from the same manufacturer. And it's one of those things where there is a lot of crossover in components with the big three. It's not like they really can manufacture all the stuff themselves. It would be just impossible. So outsourcing is something that a lot of these companies do. And I think the reason why the big three are separate and separate themselves from the pack of other equipment producers like Waterway, some generic brands that may be out there, and Aquastar is another one that's pretty small that's kind of trying to emerge in that market, is that they have a big head start. They're just way ahead of everyone else because they've been on the market for a very long time, and they're very well-known brands, and they have a powerful marketing machine behind them. So I think that's one of the keys. One of the key distinctions is time on the market. So if you want to go in order of longest companies on the market, Hayward was founded in 1925. Pentair was founded in 1966. And then Jandy, I don't know why I'm out of order here, but Jandy was founded in 1958. And it's one of those things where they've been around for a very long time. If you go back to Hayward, it's like 100 years almost. And of course, Pentair and Jandy were formed before I was born. So this is something in anything. Once you are in the industry and have a head start, you're going to dominate the industry because you have brand recognition. I mean, everyone knows Maytag, and you may not even have a Maytag product. But when I say Maytag, you think of, you know, a good brand and a good product. Or you may, you know, remember GE. And GE, of course, still makes appliances. I believe GE and Maytag are the same company now. It's hard to say Whirlpool. I think they're all the same. I may be mistaken, but those are all names that you remember in the industry when you're looking for a washer and dryer or a stove. And it's one of the things where that brand recognition goes a long way in kind of having you think that quality is involved in that particular product. And it's true. I think the big manufacturers do spend more time on quality control because they want to keep their namesake at that level. When you think of Pentair, Hayward, and Jandy, you think reliability, you think you're getting a good, solidly built product, and you are, because a lot is spent on quality control. I remember when I took the tour of the Fluidra facility or the Jandy facility, quality control is huge. I just recently went there last year, and I walked through the new Fluidra headquarters. It's in California by San Diego, and amazingly, they have so many pumps running still, so many cleaners running in test tanks. I couldn't film it because there was some top secret stuff lying around everywhere, which is kind of funny. They have everything out. But basically, the quality control was like a huge portion of their headquarters. I would say probably a good half of their headquarters is just everything running and testing quality control, which is what you expect from a major manufacturer. So that is kind of a given. So what do you get when you buy a filter, pump, heater from the big three? You're getting a good warranty, and you're getting reliable equipment, and you're paying a premium for that. You're paying the highest price possible in the market for the best particular product. And the same thing when you go to buy a washer and dryer that has the Whirlpool brand. You're going to pay more for that than you may pay for one that you don't even know they made washer and dryers. And it's one of those things, and the same in the pool industry, there really isn't a lot of smaller manufacturers of equipment, or at least legitimate manufacturers of equipment. I can think of just two companies off the top of my head here in the US, which would be Waterway Products, Plastics, and you also have AquaStar, which is making a pump and a filter. Waterway, of course, makes more equipment. And then I guess I'm leaving off REM or Raypak. They've specifically focused on heaters and heat pumps. They haven't really broken into the equipment area. I know they have above ground pool equipment. Raypak has some available. They're actually made by a company in China, and it's called Emox, and then they make that for Raypak. So they haven't really broken into the equipment arena at this point. However, they do have a really good heater. I mean, if you have an old Raypak heater on your equipment pad, you know that it's one of the things where if you don't have it fired up for a couple years and you fire it up, it's going to work. They make really reliable heaters because they're part of another big company, which is REM, R-H-E-E-M, and they make water heaters, air conditioners, heaters, and they've been probably in business forever, over 100 years, I'm pretty sure. So you know that Raypak is a branch of REM, and you're going to get a reliable heater from them. But they're not really part of the big three. They don't really compete with them because they're smaller, you know, relatively, they have a smaller market share because they don't have any other equipment that they can package together. And this is where the big three really excel, is how they package their equipment. You have automation from Hayward, Jandy, and Pentair. And then you have their equipment that runs off specifically that automation. Even their salt cells can be tied into their particular automation, which makes it kind of an exclusive market. So if you have, you know, a Pentair pad with automation, you're probably going to have all Pentair equipment. However, I would suggest you don't get the Comp-Pool actuators and you just get the Jandy actuator valves. All the actuator valves are universal, but I found that the Jandy ones are much more superior, and the Comp-Pool have a high failure rate. They may not have as high of a failure rate as they had in the past, but I find the Jandy are superior. But all the other components should be the manufactured brand component on the equipment pad, because you want everything to communicate with each other. You wouldn't want to put a Jandy FlowPro with a Pentair pad where you have a heater, automation, and you have, you know, even the Pentair filter, even though it doesn't tie into the automation at all. It looks better when everything kind of has that same tan color. Nor would you put a Pentair IntelliFlow on a pad that has an AquaLink. Well, everyone used to do that because the only VS pump back in the day was the Pentair IntelliFlow. So if you have an older pool with an AquaLink, you may have a Pentair IntelliFlow pump connected to it. But, you know, now you wouldn't want to put a Pentair IntelliFlow on a Jandy pad with a TrueClear cell, the AquaLink system with a, you know, the heater, drawing a blank on the heater name, but you kind of know where I'm going. You want all the same stuff on the pad with your equipment. And so that's kind of how they excel and kind of push their brand forward, because the branding is important, but also communication with the automation is key. Now, of course, all the pumps can be connected, with the exception of the Hayward automation, to another automated system, but you wouldn't want to do that. You would want to just connect the pump that's made by that company so that you would have true communication. Yeah, the heater I was drawing a blank on was the Jandy JXI. It just popped in my head right now. I probably should be Googling stuff while I'm talking, but it's better when I'm just flowing here, and, you know, I think it's more natural when I'm just talking without a script, which I always do when I do my podcast. I don't script anything. Basically, again, the big three do have that advantage of having automated systems. Now, Waterway does have an automated system that's not super popular, but it does exist, and you can get that automation for the Waterway equipment. I think the problem with something, a company like Waterway, is that, yes, they're trying to emerge in the market, but they're being dragged down by a lot of generic equipment that's out there. Now, have you been on Amazon lately, you'll see like full-on VS pumps, you know, basically for dirt cheap prices. In fact, I'll probably go over there right now. Let me just pull up Amazon here, and I'll type in variable speed pump, because it's really interesting what is available on the market. And you can get these at Home Depot too, and the price of these things is pretty incredibly cheap. It's really crazy. For instance, they have the Hayward TriStar pump here on Amazon for $19.99, which, you know, is probably what you would pay for a Hayward pump. And Pentair has a Superflow VS for $13.59 on Amazon. But if you scroll down, you have a Doheny's, which is a pool store, I think, back east. They have one for $5.99. And then you have, of course, Black & Decker, which is a major manufacturer. That pump, by the way, is the same as the CircaPool pump. And I kind of know the manufacturer, but I don't really know exactly the company that makes those. But I know the CircaPool is the same as the Black & Decker. And then you have something called Extreme Power US. And it's a 1.5 VS pump. Looks just like the Pentair IntelliFlow, by the way. So your customers may be fooled by this. And it's $579, which is pretty crazy. Of course, it only has 3.7 stars, and it has 22 one-star reviews, which kind of tells you the quality of this pump. It doesn't have a lot of head power, as far as I know, from dealing with these pumps or having people that have these installed. In fact, a commercial pool had one of these installed, and there's like zero head power for that commercial pool. And you have, you know, if you keep scrolling down, you're going to see a 1.5 Extreme Power VS pump for $299. That's like crazy. And it says pump is beige, which is funny because they're kind of going off the Pentair, Pentair color so that they can model themselves after that. Then there's an Aqua Strong 2 horsepower. It says above ground, so that you probably can't. No, that's actually a single speed pump, sorry. But it's 258, which is crazy also. But basically, if you go on here, you would have a lot of fun looking at these. Now, there's one called Swimline Hydro Pools, and it's $849. It looks exactly like the Pentair IntelliFlow, maybe with maybe a Hayward wet end on the front of it. So you get the idea that these off-brand pumps really do hurt the smaller manufacturers that actually make good pumps. Waterway makes a really good VS pump, and I think Aquastar makes a really good VS pump as well. But then you have all these off-brands that are on the market, and it confuses the consumer to the point where they're going to just be like, well, I'll just get a Hayward, I'll just get a Pentair pump, because I don't know if these are the pumps that are reliable. You can see how that lumps everyone else into that same category of generic, because really there's so many on the market today, it's just mind-boggling. And the same thing is happening with pool filters. If you go on Amazon again and look at pool filters, you have an Extreme Power USAD filter, 62 square feet, which is weird, but hey, 62 square feet, I guess it works. $649 for this filter, which is dirt cheap, really, in the industry. And they also make cartridge filters. They have an Extreme Power 200 square foot for $299. And you have, you know, Best Way Flow Clear Sand Filter for like $99. I believe that's for an above ground pool. It looks pretty tiny in the photo. But you have, again, these brands coming out with their own filters. And it's one of those things where if you're a consumer, you're thinking, well, I mean, I don't know, you know, if Waterway is any good. Are they any better than Extreme Power or Aquastar? Is it any good? I mean, look at these Extreme Power filters. They're really inexpensive. That's what they're up against. They're up against people that are making really cheap pool equipment. And then everyone, again, will in their head default to like Maytag and Whirlpool, which is Pentair, Hayward, and Jandy in the pool industry. So that's kind of why a lot of people aren't really investing in the other branded equipment and why the big three have such a stronghold on the market. Besides that, they have sales reps. They're big enough to afford a team, and you have local sales reps out there. So if you have a problem, you would call them and they would help you out. Like, for instance, I remember a few years ago, I was at Superior, and one of the pool repair persons had a Pentair filter, and they were driving down the street, didn't have it strapped in a truck properly. The whole thing fell out and it, you know, got broken on the road. It cracked pretty badly. Brought it back in. I was there when he brought it back in. The whole top of the tank was cracked off. And the Pentair rep happened to be there doing, you know, a giveaway, and they were having like hot dogs, things like that. And he told the guy, oh, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. In fact, right now I'll go in there and I'll go ahead and, you know, take care of the paperwork for you. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, he had a new filter on his truck. And that's where the reps come in handy and why the big three succeed, because they're sales reps. You know, they can do things to help people out. Now, that's an extreme example. Not every sales rep will probably do that. But a lot of times the sales rep will give maybe a free pump to you if you buy a lot of equipment. And they'll definitely help you with warranty issues. So that's the advantage of also buying from the big three. You have a team behind you besides calling the, you know, 800 number for any kind of tech support. There's actually a physical live person that can come out to the job site and see what's going on. Now, I'm not saying that Waterway doesn't have good customer support, nor does Aquastar lack customer support, but they probably do not have as large of a team behind them as the big three have created. And as far as reliability, I mentioned that they spend a lot of time, at least the Jandy facility I went to, I saw a lot of time spent on reliability. But they also have other products that you can buy that are also branded by these companies. You know, I mentioned how Fluidra had a problem with branding because they had Polaris and Zodiac, but their cleaners are very popular. And so if you have a Zodiac MX-8 in your pool, or if you have a Polaris Atlas in the pool, and you have maybe Pentair equipment, you may think, well, who makes this cleaner? It's pretty good. And then you may want to switch to another brand based on the other products they have in the pool. They also make check valves. They also make three-way valves. They also make valve actuators. So they have other products that are also branded by the company. And I think this also leads into thinking how big are these companies and how reliable they are, because they have all these other auxiliary products associated with the company. At the trade shows, they take up a big portion of the real estate there. Their booths are usually pretty large. And so all of this, all the optics behind it, make it hard for smaller companies to break in. And I'm not saying in any way that these big three companies are bad. In fact, their equipment is probably superior in many ways to other branded equipment, especially the off-brand equipment for sure. But they're superior because, again, they have the resources and the money. You know, the rich get richer is kind of the expression you've heard before. And that's true with these big companies. They're buying other companies. For example, Fluidra bought CMP, which made Salt Systems. And then you have Fluidra buying Taylor. Then you have Pentair buying Pleatco, which makes really great cartridge filters. Why did they buy Pleatco? I think they really needed a good filter media for the cartridge filters. And why not just buy Pleatco for whatever, $30 million or whatever they paid for it? Don't quote me on that. I think it was a bit more than that. And it's one of those things, maybe $50 million, I think. It's one of those things where they have the resources to buy other companies. I mean, Fluidra owns a lot of companies underneath that umbrella. In fact, they even own some robotic pool cleaners, and they have the patents to all these cleaners. So they haven't really made all the ones that they own yet, and they could probably throw those on the market one day. But they own a portion of what used to be Aquabot. So you have these companies, and by the way, they make really good robotic pool cleaners. Fluidra makes the Polaris Freedom, which is probably one of the top selling cordless robotic pool cleaners. They make the Alpha IQ Plus, which is probably the best robotic pool cleaner on the market. So you see how the big three can expand out there into other categories in the industry very easily. And I think they make really good pool lights. All three of these make superior pool lights. The only one that's kind of competitive with them is PAL Lighting. But again, they're really small compared to the big three. And it's one of the things where all the components should match at your equipment pad. So if you have, again, Pentair Automation, you're going to have the Pentair IntelliBright system for the lights. And the same goes with Hayward and Jandy. You want to stick with all that. And that's why it's hard, again, for these small companies to break in, because everything has to kind of be that particular brand name. Of course, all of this makes the big three the big three. Just like in cars, you have Toyota, you have Honda, you have BMW, you have Mercedes. They have their own kind of juggernaut going behind the scenes to keep their brand intact. And if you have a Honda like myself, and you're looking for parts online that go with your truck, you have to get specifically the parts for your vehicle. In the same way with the big three, they're dominating. They've been around for a long time. And that domination is not going to end anytime soon. And I think all three, I know people who work in all three brands, and I really like all three brands. I wouldn't say equally, but I would say that all three brands are good in themselves. And you can't go wrong buying anything from Pentair. You really can't go wrong now buying anything from Hayward. They fix all those problems, by the way, with their drives. They make really good pumps, really good equipment. And you definitely can't go wrong buying anything from Fluidra or Jandy. They make really good equipment, cleaners, robots. In fact, they probably lead the categories of, you know, all the accessory categories in the pool industry. And I think Fluidra is a great company. And I didn't even talk about their distribution power or the weight that a lot of these companies hold with the distributors. But of course, that's a big factor. And that kind of gets into the weeds a little bit and gets a little bit into areas where I don't really want to cover. But a lot of the companies do have a lot of weight when it comes to who can sell their products and what price to sell the products at. And that also keeps these companies really big and really in the forefront in the pool industry, not only facing the consumer, but back facing the pool pro, buying the equipment for their customers to put on the equipment pads. So that's my take on the big three. They're not really this evil group trying to take over the world, because they've already taken over the pool industry, so to speak, and their market share is huge. And again, it's one of those things where if you're a small company trying to break in, you really have an uphill battle against the three well-established companies in the industry. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And of course, I have over 1,300 podcasts you can listen to at your leisure. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.